You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind. We're here at the intersection of Armat and Germantown Avenue, and we're here to talk about the new Germantown Special Services District. And I'm here with Dennis Murphy, who's an advisor who works in the Commerce Department, and Marcus von Heppenstall, who is a member of the steering committee of the new Special Services District. So, Dennis, could you tell me what is a Special Services District?
Special Services District is a specific area where the property owners have gotten together and created a plan for services to benefit everyone within that area. And then every property owner within the district pays a special assessment that goes into a pot, and then that money is used for services. And the typical services are cleaning, security, beautification, things like that.
And Marcus, this is not the first time Germantown has had a special services district. What had happened to the previous one?
Well, but I think they fell out of favor because some of the services that they had offered were not being given. And it was a decline, and it's obviously there seems to be a need for a change, so that's why I got involved.
And what will be different about this version of the Special Services District versus what had happened before?
The transparency is what's going to be important. The transparency on knowing exactly what services are going to be given when the money is collected by the city for the services. The store owners and everyone else will be able to see exactly what that money is being spent on, which was not so evident in the last special services district.
So we're here actually on the street and in a part of the Germantown that actually will be covered by the special services district. Just looking around, how would a special services district impact where we are standing right now even?
One of the real benefits and one of the great successes of the special services districts throughout the city is that you have a regular crew of people who are on the street who are looking at trash and litter, and then also things like graffiti, signs that are knocked down. You know, here we can see trees that need to be pruned, things like that, where they're out there consistently throughout the week. They're not only picking up litter, but through their reporting and through the staff of the Special Services District, they're coordinating with the city to make sure that things are addressed quickly.
We have a survey that we've been able to give out to most of the business owners and the property owners about what their concerns are, what they think needs to be done on Shelton Avenue. And the first thing that's most important on that list is trash. We're going to make sure that they see some kind of change in what happens on the trash situation. We're going to make sure that it's clean out here. So we're starting off with trash. Security is next. Graffiti, beautification, but our main concern right now is to make sure that the avenue is clean. Gives people a little reason to go ahead and try to keep it that way.
Who's in charge of administering the Special Services District for Germantown?
So the Special Services District would have an independent board, a 15-person board. Normally, the council person would designate someone from her office to serve on the board. They're required to report every year to the city and to the state, and to have an audit done that's available for property owners to look at. Most of the Special Services District do an annual report where they tell all the business owners, like Marcus was saying, exactly how the funds were used.
We're going to definitely try to build up confidence in people, in store owners and property owners. And once they see that money is being collected and they see something happening on the avenue, that's going to be incentive for us to be able to build up a better thing. Because before, we weren't seeing any kind of... you were getting assessed money and you had very poor services. One of the things we had was a vacuum cleaner on wheels with a guy rode around in, but he didn't come out until 9 o'clock in the morning. When people are getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to work, they want to see a clean avenue. That's the idea. If you see it dirty, you think that's how it is naturally. So we're going to change some of the perspectives on how the process is done, and people will see where their money is spent, so they feel confident about where their money's going.
Where along in the process is the development of the SSD?
So the steering committee is drafting a plan that's going to show exactly what the budget would be and what the services would be. So they're in the process of finalizing that based on the input from the first community meeting and the surveys that have been done. There's a meeting scheduled for Monday, February 4th at the Flying Horse at 6:30. So the steering committee hopes to have the draft plan available at that meeting. They'll present it, And then after that is when the official process starts, where there's a public hearing that's required and city council approves the plan.
When can citizens expect to see tasks such as cleaning take place here in Germantown?
It's what, June or July 1st?
July is the goal.
Yeah, July. When we walk out on Shelton Avenue, you're going to see a cleaning crew out here to let people know that we're out here, we're serious. We're going to fix Germantown no matter what. You know, it took 30 years for it to get to the situation that it is, and you know, no matter what, until I can't breathe anymore, I'm going to make sure that this neighborhood has some kind of movement that's going to be positive.
I think the kind of change that everyone wants to see at Germantown and Shelton is going to require a lot of participation from a lot of people and a lot of organizations. So, and that's something that Germantown has now. So it's been exciting to work here and to see what's going on here.
This has been the Northwest Soapbox. This podcast is a platform for the people of Northwest Philadelphia to offer commentary, share news, and make a call for action. Hear all installment at nwsoapbox.podomatic.com. Anyone wishing to step onto the soapbox can contact us at soapbox@gtownradio.com.